the Midwest Punks podcast with Brian and Carl, back again for another episode.
And, welcome back, Carl.
Yep, always good to be in here and try to come up with new themes. You know, one of our last episodes we had the some good music from our playlist, and we're always trying to keep that going and bring some tunes to your attention. Maybe you never heard of the bands. We always try and find some cool local new bands. But then some of the good old classics, like the one that we just opened the show with.
Yeah, that's a classic for sure.
It's from The Runaways. That was Cherry Bomb. And The Runaways, really well known because Joan Jett was a part of them. And, you know, and then she went on to release a solo album called Bad Reputation. You know, she had the song Bad Reputation that's pretty popular too. And then she went on to form Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and you know, all the attention they got. She's known as, you know, the godmother of punk and all that kind of stuff. But actually the lead singer for the Runaways was not Joan Jett. It was Cherry Curry. And so Cherry Curry went on to form another band with her identical twin sister, Mary.
Mary and Cherry, huh?
Well, actually the band was called Cherry and Mary Curry. That was their band, yeah. So, but again, you know, most people associate the Runaways, I think, with Joan Jett, just because she, you know, all the success she had. But either way, Cherry Bomb, cool song, and kind of gives a little hint to what we're doing today on the show, right?
Yeah. Brian? So, what are we doing today, Carl?
Well, we're gonna focus on women who rock. We've done it before,
yeah.
But a little bit of an occasion to do it again. So we were kind of doing that, we've mentioned, I think, in the last few episodes, but I recently had a daughter, so
congratulations.
Yep. So I have a 4-year-old son who's enjoying being a big brother right now, and then we have our newborn, Carly Sky, and so kind of going with that theme, we're playing some women who rock.
Carl's got some pretty nice onesies, custom punk lyrics on them.
Yeah, and that was one of them. One of the onesies she has says, "Hello world, I'm your wild girl." And
nice.
I put a little picture of like a little girl with like a flying a kite and stuff and on it. And then she's got some another Joan Jett lyric, I think. There's some Bikini Kill lyrics in there. So getting her ready to be she doesn't have to be a punk girl, but she can be whatever, just as long as she knows she can be whatever she wants, right? So, that's what we're doing today. Women who rock. And like I said, we've done it before. I think the last time we did it was around Valentine's Day last year, because we did it for Galentine's Day. Do you remember that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Galentine's Day is a fake holiday from the show Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec, yeah.
Yeah. So, but we took it and we made a show out of it, and now we're going to just do it again. Yeah. And we have women bands on here all the time. It just, now we're going to focus on some that we think, you know, are really, really good listens and really good finds. I know we both have, I think, a couple new bands that we hadn't really heard much of before.
For sure.
Researching for this episode.
There's one. So. Definitely. I'm excited to play here.
Same here. Yeah. So, again, Midwest Punks Podcast. You can find us on Facebook at Midwest Punks Podcast. And, you can visit midwestpunks.com,
yep.
And that'll take you right to our site to
listen to all the episodes that we have. Yep. I think the last one needs to be put up, but they're all in there.
And then follow us on Facebook. We share the episodes there. And I actually have one of the bands on my list is somebody who reached out to us on Facebook. So, you know, again, hit us up on there and let us know if there's a band we should check out, or if you're in a band that we should check out, whatever it is, we're always open to suggestions.
Speaking of them, you want to go ahead and play them now then?
Sure. That would be Mystery Action. They are an all-female group from Chicago, and it looks like they got started back in like 2015. There's a few songs on their Bandcamp from that time. And they describe themselves, and if you see the pictures of them, this will make sense too, but they describe themselves as invoking the spirits of the 70s punk rock movement. They also say that they pack a punch and they say, move over, boys, because the girls are back in town. So that kind of gives you...
Fits for our show.
Yeah, and I'm sure puts an image in your head, and that image is probably along the lines of what they look like, because they know what they're trying to get across, you know? So they do have, like, the, you know, the style of the 70s kind of going with them, and they look like they pack a punch. But, so, yeah, somebody reached... their manager, I think it was, reached out to us on Facebook and told us to check them out, and so I did, and a few of their songs are pretty cool. They're on my playlist, kind of rotating in. I know that they say that they've shared the stage with some other bands that we've had on here. It's pretty good names to share company with, Cox Bar, Buzzcocks, and The Queers. There's a bunch more that they listed too, but so they've already been on stage with some of those bands. And based on their Facebook page, it looks like they're spending, you know, this quarantine time just writing and recording new music. So keep an eye out for new music from them, and hopefully in 2021 find them at some cool local shows that we can all get back to going to.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, so the song that I'd like to play right now would be Vicious Circle. And again, this is Mystery Action, a Chicago-based band. And let's take a listen.
All right, here we go.
So that was Mystery Action with a song called Vicious Circle.
Chicago-based band. That's good.
Chicago-based band. Started around 2015 and working on new music. So follow them on Facebook and keep an eye out for new music and possibly, hopefully, some shows.
Yeah, thanks to them for reaching out, you know.
Yeah,
exactly. Any other bands out there, give us a, you know, you got good music like that, send it on in.
Yeah.
Show.
And I'll make sure that we reply back, let them know we're talking about them today, and then let them know, you know, hey, when that new music's ready, let us know. And
definitely,
And get them on the show, hopefully. So, well, let's keep moving on, Brian, because we got such an awesome list of songs. I want to try and get through as many as we can, right?
Yeah, so, right.
What do you got?
I am going to start here. Let's go with Teenage Jesus and the Jerks.
Okay.
Yeah, they're a band that started in 1976, since we're kind of talking about the 70s music sound.
Mm-hmm.
They were from New York City and fronted by Lydia Lunch. They became influential for being a no wave band. Kind of all the bands that were coming out like around that time were you know, like following a trend of punk music and stuff. So they were like, we're going to do it our way. And the music is only almost comes off like a punk jazz. So there's like horns in there kind of, and you know, it kind of almost has a bit of a ska, kind of like the Blue Meanies, where it's not really, you know, you feel like it's more of a organic sound than a regular ska sound, you know? But yeah, they disbanded back in 79, but then briefly came back to play in 2008 for a small number of performances. But Lydia Lunch has gone on to do a lot more on her own.
Okay.
So I'll play some of her after this. Kind of cool it's dive into her stuff.
Pretty similar to like The Runaways, and then Joan Jett went off. And,
yeah, basically.
And Cherry Curry went off and did her thing, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the band they really didn't have a whole lot. They weren't playing that long together until they reunion anyway. Mm-hmm. But they had two albums and then like four singles, I think they did. And then, yeah, so that was all I really have on them.
Yeah, so what song are we going to play by Teenage Jesus and the Jerks?
We are going to play The Closet. This is off of their 1979 EP called Pre-Teenage Jesus and the Jerks.
Okay. Awesome. Sounds cool. Let's check it out.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back. All right. That was Teenage Jesus and the Jerks with The Closet.
Cool. Yeah. And you got a little bit more music from...
Yeah. I kind of wanted to get into who the singer there was from Teenage Jesus and the Jerks.
Sounds good.
That's Lydia Lunch. She was born in 1959. So she's from New York and started playing with Teenage Jesus and the Jerks around 77. And she was a singer and guitarist, kind of known for starting that, like, no-wave movement. She is also an actress. She's done a couple indie movies and known for doing, like, spoken word performances, mm-hmm. things like that. And she is still currently making music in, like, a solo kind of thing. So that's one of the song we're about to play is kind of part of that. But
still making music.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I don't know the latest album that she's had. The song we're about to play is going to be off of an 80s album that she had. But she's also involved in writing and editing books and poetry. So she's done a couple novels and things that you could research. And I did not put the names down, but I could look them up during the break.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if the name of this one that I have down. Never mind. We will just look it up later. But she has an impressive 38 albums, 25 singles and EPs, 7 comps, and a handful of other stuff, just totaling about 78 releases.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really impressive. That's crazy.
Right?
But, and she's still making music.
And she's still making music, yeah.
Awesome.
But, yeah, we're going to check out a track that is off of her 1980 album titled Queen of Siam.
Okay.
And the song is titled Atomic Bongos.
All right. Sounds good. So this is Lydia Lunch, who was the singer from Teenage Jesus and the Jerks. And like you said, they started in 76, stopped about 79. And then this is off her 1980 album. So she never really stopped.
Nope.
She just wanted to keep going.
Kept going.
Awesome. Well, let's check out Atomic Bongos.
All right. Here we go. That was Lydia Lunch with Atomic Bongos.
Yeah.
Yeah, off of her 1980 album, Queen of Siam.
Yeah, and she's still making music, so make sure to look her up, check her out.
Yeah, definitely.
And aside from the music, like you said, she's a writer and poetry and everything like that. So definitely sounds like a pretty cool chick to check out. And someone who's, you know, obviously got a lot of things out there to listen to and to read. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah, 78 releases. So yeah, look around, see what you can find. Way more than we are just touching the surface here.
Yeah, see how long it takes you to get through everything that she's done. Yeah,
yeah, right.
It'd be crazy. Cool. Well, I want to jump back over to my list.
Yeah, quick. What do you got?
Okay. Got another local band, Midwest band, Fox Face. And I came across them online. And there's actually not a lot of info out there on them. So I looked on Bandcamp and Facebook and just kind of in general, like online, on their YouTube, everything like that. But what I could find out is they're from Milwaukee, like I said, and they've been making music together for about 8 years. On their Bandcamp, though, they only have a single that's titled Teen Wiccan from 2016, and then an album titled Spoil Plus Destroy from 2017. So that's, you can hear those on their Bandcamp, but, you know, in an article I found, they've been making music together for almost 10 years there. So they probably have a lot more. Maybe I'm just missing it. But on their Facebook page, they're promoting a new LP that's going to drop on January 22nd. So crazy, but that's just about a month away. You know, it still feels like, it's hard to believe that it's the end of the year already.
Right.
But yeah, so on January 22nd, they're going to drop an LP called End of Man. And they're doing that on Dirt Nap Records out of Wisconsin. So so this is one of the first songs that they released off that album. They actually just put the video out there just a few days ago. And this song is called Not Your Home. So they got a pretty cool video for it up there. I'm definitely going to keep an eye on their Facebook page and listen to the rest when it comes out. But just a cool band. Seems like they got some good music. So anxious to hear more. But for now, we could check out Not Your Home.
All right, let's check it out. A little Midwest punk music for you on Midwest Punks.
To watch.
All right, that was Fox Face, and the song was called Not Your Home. It's off their LP that's dropping in January called End of Man. It's on Dirt Nap Records out of Wisconsin. So the band's from Milwaukee, and anxious to hear what else comes out. I think that, you know, like we were saying in the beginning, that's almost like a Dead Kennedy-ish sound with
that guitar, definitely.
Guitar riff and even kind of the way the lyrics are in the beginning. So, so I'm anxious to hear the rest of it. So we'll keep an eye out for their music coming in January. But let's keep going, Brian. Who do you got next?
I'm going to go move on to Hands Off Gretel.
Okay.
Somebody I'd never heard before, as I was digging around for this, I ran across them. I kind of liked the message, especially hopefully as your daughter grows up, someone like this, I think, is a good role model. She's from the UK. They're from South Yorkshire. I'm not really familiar with where that is in the UK, but...
It's south of North Yorkshire.
Yeah. It's on the south side of Yorkshire.
Over there. Yeah.
All I could really find on them was a preview in the local publication said that Hands Off Gretel's front woman, Lauren Tate, has made it her mission to ensure that strong young women have a voice in today's music industry.
Nice.
She is also credited for the band's videos, album artwork, and designing the band's merchandise.
Awesome. So, that sounds pretty familiar to another one of our favorite female rockers, Sincere Engineer.
Definitely.
She's always creating her own music videos and promoting their merchandise. So dig that for sure.
Yeah. Neither one of us put Sincere Engineer on this list. I assumed Carl would. I would.
Well, I figured we play them a lot. We just played their newest song that came out, and we're gonna hold hopes that they'll respond to us and come on the show.
But. Yeah. You gotta play it cool.
Yeah.
Our man crushes on.
You know, hey, if she can come on, you know, play her song, maybe not. I don't know. Yeah. So, but no, that's a cool message, definitely. And one that I think a couple of the bands on our list echoing that, you know, making sure for strong young women to know that they can make the music that they want to make.
For sure. Yeah. And this band, they have three studio albums total, four singles, LPs, and a comp album that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the short time that they've been playing, since about 2015, I think it was.
Yeah, that's a good amount.
Good amount, yeah. So
cool. And what song are we going to play by Hands Off Gretel?
We are going to check out, it's the title track off of a 2016 EP they did called My Size.
Okay. So let's hear My Size by Hands Off Gretel.
All right, here we go.
Big girl, and I'll take you down to my like a piece when you're fitting.
Right, that was Hands Off Gretel with My Size.
Nice, and really cool message behind them and their band and all that.
The strong message to young ladies out there.
Yeah.
Go out and you can do it all.
And I think most of the bands that we're playing right now echo the same thing, and I know that the next band I want to play does for sure. So I just discovered this band recently, and man, they seem like they really rock, and so I keep checking out more and more of their videos on YouTube and on Facebook. They have some shorter videos and some hints at some new music and things like that. But the Venomous Pinks, and they are three ladies from Mesa, Arizona, and they started a garage band in 2012 and just kind of kept pushing through, and now they're signed recently to Die Laughing Records. And they just dropped a new EP called I Want You in August. And so they got some vinyls coming out that look pretty cool. You had to pre-order those, though. But I'm sure if you go on there, you might be able to snag one. So find them on Facebook and check that out. They've opened for bands like Bad Religion and Bouncing Souls, Anti-Flag, Bad Cop, and lots more. But, I mean, man, those are some really, really good names to be associated with. So they're, like I said, from starting in a garage band in 2012 to sharing the stage with people like Bad Religion and Bouncing Souls. I mean, that's pretty, pretty good. So I dig their sound, and looking forward to checking out more from their new EP. But right now I wanted to play Hold On by Venomous Pinks. So it was hard. I almost pulled an audible and suggested Todos Unidos is one of their songs, and it's got a really cool message behind it, too. It was hard to decide which song, but let's go with Hold On for sure.
All right. Let's check it out.
This is the
All right, and that was Hold On by the Venomous Pinks. Again, some three ladies who are rocking it out of Mesa, Arizona.
Nice.
And be sure to check out some of their other songs because, like I said, it was hard for me to pick one. They got some good music and cool videos and just seem like they got a good sound to them and definitely going to check out some music from the new EP that's out now called I Want You. So be sure to do the same thing. Check them out. Brian, we got a couple more bands we want to try and get through before time runs out. Who do you got?
Yeah, one band I was pretty excited about here was the Lippies. They're okay. Out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Nice. Started in 2014.
Midwest punks.
Yeah, another Midwest band for us. Very influenced by the 90s Riot Girl punk movement and bands like the Avengers, Tilt, and the Gits.
Okay.
But yeah, why they broke up in 2016 and then they got back together in 2018. So I think they're still making music. This is one of the bands that newer bands out here, you know, not a whole lot of information. Yeah. You don't see Wikipedia pages for a band that's only been around for 2 years.
Yeah.
So but I really dig their sound. They're pretty good. So yeah. I keep hearing them on my playlist and it's one of those bands that I'm like, oh, who is this? And I look up at the radio in the car a lot.
Yeah. And so, you said they're influenced by the Riot Girl movement. So
I'm definitely
pretty sure I'm already going to like what they play. But, we've talked about that movement a few times on the show, but definitely if you're not familiar with it, go to YouTube and look it up because there's some pretty cool little short documentaries out that talk about that whole movement on the punk scene back in the, you know, 90s and late 90s, I think. So, but just make sure you check that out. But so the Lippies were one of the bands that came out from that.
Yeah, well, they
influenced by them.
Influenced by it, yeah, definitely. But been around since 2014. Yeah, I'm going to play one song off of their 2016 self-titled debut album titled 302. So let's give it a listen.
Awesome, let's go. We'll be right back.
All right, that was the Lippies with 302 off their self-titled debut album, released in 2016.
Cool. Yeah, and you could hear the influences, the Riot Girl movement, and some of those bands you mentioned. So definitely got a cool sound. I'm going to check out more of their stuff for sure. Well, Brian, clock always goes so quick when we're right out here. Let me jump over to one more real quick, and then hopefully we can play out with one more from you. So another band that we've played on here a few times, but they're just an awesome band, Bad Cop, Bad Cop. And like I said, we played them on here before, some songs like Woman Anarchist and Cheers and I'm Done's a really heavy, hard-hitting song for, you know, kind of promoting the feminist stuff that they always, you know, sing about. And but there are four ladies who rock from SoCal. They signed to Fat Wreck Records, who I also feel like we talk about their bands all the time, in 2013. And for as much as, you know, we hear about them, and all the songs and all the, I mean, live videos and everything else out there, it's surprising. But since 2013, they have just three studio albums. Not Sorry from 2015, Warriors from 2017, and then most recently The Ride, which just came out this past June. They also have a couple EPs and stuff, but man, just all their music. Maybe that's why, just because like I don't think I found a song from them that I don't like. So it just seems like there's a never ending supply of Bad Cop music. But this song that I want to play is called Simple Girl. Fits the theme again of everything that we've been playing today, and it's from their new album The Ride. And the video is a compilation of like videos that they had fans and friends submit, which they kind of said it was a quarantine video, you know, since they couldn't really shoot something. But they did something similar for the Woman Anarchist video. But I really dig that. I think it's a cool, powerful like feeling. And they have, you know, there's some people you recognize on there. There's like some people filming their little girls like strumming a guitar. Like, you know, there's just, it's really cool. So definitely check out some of their videos and their music. But for now, let's hear Simple Girl by Bad Cop, Bad Cop.
Sounds good. Let's go.
I'm never gonna be a simple girl.
right. That was Bad Cop, Bad Cop with Simple Girl.
It's a good song there.
Yeah. And again, just Bad Cop, Bad Cop, there's a huge supply of awesome music from those ladies. So be sure to check them out. And Brian, we have like 9 minutes left. I was thinking we had less.
Oh, okay.
So
I'll try and get a couple more in.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you want to move to your list? You want to go? I got one more of mine. Whatever you want.
I got a couple left here. Let's go on over to mine.
All right. So let's check out who do you got, Brian?
Let's go with Millie Manders and the Shut Up.
Okay. Cool name.
They are a band from London, UK. That they've been recording since about 2016. Not a lot of info about them online, but a quote from their Spotify page says that Millie Manders Music Machine churns out more raw punk fusion than you can shake a stick at, with a huge amount of pop appeal. So,
all right. I can shake a stick at a lot of music.
Yeah, right.
Well, maybe not as much as they can put out.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go grab my stick.
Yeah. That's cool.
But yeah, so I don't know. I like the sound. They're pretty good. Definitely worthy of the show, and I dig the name. So
yeah, that's pretty cool. So what song from Millie Manders and the Shut Up?
I was gonna go with a track off their debut album, Telling Truth, Breaking Ties.
Okay.
That is titled Bitter.
All right, let's hear Bitter from Millie Manders and the Shut Up.
Yeah, Millie Manders and the Shut Up.
Taking that one back, I thought I would forget, but you're the focus of my wrath. Everybody thinks you're golden in the social scene.
All right. That was Milly Manders and the Shut Up with their song Bitter off their debut album, Telling Truths, Breaking Ties.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a heavy sound. I dig it, though.
Yeah.
Definitely going to check out more from them. And it sounds like they had a new release, so there's some new music out there to
for sure.
check out for sure.
Definitely
so
keep an eye on that band, see where they go.
Yeah, fairly definitely. New. All right, well, now I think did the math right, and we got like one time for one more song to play out with.
All right.
So I got a band that it's probably the most popular, biggest band on the list, but we were talking kind of while we were playing music, and it's one that they started off a couple years back and kind of worked their way up, but their music's good, and my son was a fan of them, and now hopefully my daughter will be too. But the Interrupters, and so they're a ska punk band from like LA, and they started around 2011.
Hellcat Records.
Yep, they're on Hellcat Records. So my favorite band Rancid's got some ties to them, and Tim Armstrong plays with them all the time, and they got some really cool like compilation songs out there though between the two of them. But yeah, the singer's Amy Allen, and they call her Amy Interrupter. She's on lead vocals. The other band members are three brothers who are playing in a band together. Amy was out on tour. I think they were out with like Sugar Ray and somebody else back in the day. And then they started talking and were like, hey, we should write some music together. And not only did they do that, but Amy and one of the brothers are like married now. And but they started making music together and formed the Interrupters. So that's how they got started. And yeah, they got signed to Hellcat, Epitaph Records. And this is another one where with all the success that they've had, I mean, they're playing on, you know, like commercial stations and stuff now. They're going to be playing that Hella Mega Tour next year. It's supposed to happen this year, but they're moved it to next year. That's a big, giant national tour with Green Day and Weezer and Fall Out Boy and stuff like that. They're actually coming to Wrigley Field August 15th, 2021. Not really my kind of show. That's a little too big. I mean, I'm not going to sit in the gutters of Wrigley Field just to, you know, I'd prefer to go to like Reggie's or something like downtown.
Yeah, definitely.
but you know, now they're all big, but surprisingly, again, they only have three albums out. The Interrupters, which was their self-titled debut album in 2014, Say It Out Loud in 2016, and then most recent, Fight the Good Fight, which came out in 2018. Fight the Good Fight has a lot of songs with, you know, some meaning behind them, definitely. This one that I want to play is called Title Holder, and it's one of their first, I think, singles off that album. But and she talks about fighting and, you know, getting up and all that kind of stuff, and it just sounds like it could be, you know, made for a movie about some boxers or something like that.
Sure.
But I've seen things where they've said, you know, it's about any kind of struggle that you're dealing with and stuff, just to keep on going. You know, when people say you're done and out and all that, get back up, keep going. So it's another positive message, and the Interrupters definitely rock. So like I said, my son was a big fan of them. I'm sure my daughter will be too. So let's play some Interrupters, and we'll play out with that, Brian, because I think we're about out of time. So follow us on Facebook. Yep. And
find us Midwest Punks Podcast on Facebook, and hit us up there. Like you said, we played, what's the name of the band?
Mystery Actions.
Mystery Actions earlier. You got a band, send it in. We'll get it on here.
Definitely. So, all right. Well, till next time, we'll let you go, and we'll play out with some Title Holder by the Interrupters.
All right, here we go.
Fight like a title holder, stand like a champion, live like a warrior, and never let them break you down.